Hey Psych2Goers, thank you for your support and welcome back to another brand new video. Is there someone around you who has been acting strange lately? Perhaps they've been more quiet than usual, or maybe they've been lashing out at everyone who hangs out with them. Well, one reason that may be affecting their behavior could be that they're feeling down but don't want to or have trouble with expressing their sadness. So if you're worried about your friend or loved one, here are 6 signs that they may be secretly feeling down. Number 1. They often put themselves down. Everyone experiences self-doubt sometimes, whether it's shying away from social interactions, refusing to take on an important role, or feeling a general lack of confidence. People may put themselves down as a form of defense mechanism. So if you see someone being really critical and harsh on themselves on a regular basis, you may want to check in on them and ask how their day, week, or month has been. Perhaps there's a distinct reason behind their self-depreciation, one which they've been waiting to share. Number 2, they're often moody. Did your friend lash out at you for no reason? Sometimes people may become irrationally upset at trivial matters because they feel down. Although it's easier said than done, try not to take it personally and understand the true cause of their emotions. Conversations that start with, "Can you tell me how you're feeling lately?" or "Please let me know if something's wrong," may help invite those you care about to open up about their hidden issues, even if they start venting at you. Just by speaking out their thoughts, they're likely to move on from their negative emotions faster. Number 3, they lose interest easily. Do you know someone who's always nonchalant about everything? Losing and gaining inspiration is a natural part of human behavior, and some may feel more confident on certain days more than others. However, if you notice someone canceling all their plans, refusing to try anything new, and they tend to just display an unusual amount of carelessness, they may have given up the act of seeking joy and passion in life. This may be because they're trying to suppress their sadness or are spending most of their time trying to combat their own negative thoughts and emotions. Number 4, they stay quiet. Have you noticed your usually talkative and open friend behaving very quietly lately? This change in how they act may be a sign that they're secretly feeling down. Their behavior to not speak may be because they're trying to keep their brewing issues within themselves. After all, staying quiet can be seen as a natural defense mechanism for those who are experiencing sadness or even depression. Again, if there are severe symptoms of the latter, please seek a health professional immediately. Number 5, they're constantly anxious. While sadness doesn't necessarily cause anxiety, the two emotions do often relate. Some of the signs of anxiety to look for are restlessness, fast breathing, heavy sweating, and constant trembling. There might be something that they truly fear, which can lead to other negative emotions and cause them to become really upset. In these cases, it's good to let them know that you care about their well-being and will be there to listen. With your support, it's more likely that they'll feel comfortable with you to open up about some of the issues that they may be facing. And number 6, they lack sleep. Have you ever gone to bed only to be bombarded with a stream of intrusive thoughts that keep you awake? Unwanted, troubling thoughts often occur after experiencing traumatic events or even a stressful day. When your mind learns that you're in a safe place, those intrusive thoughts tend to resurface. Therefore, people who are secretly feeling sad may experience a lot of restlessness and inconsistent sleep. But you might want to check in on your coworker or friend if you hear them talking about having constant problems getting a good night's rest. So do you know someone who shows any of these signs that we've mentioned? If you know someone who displays all of the above symptoms and more, it may be wise to consult a mental health specialist such as a therapist or a psychologist to check if they're depressed. If you found this video helpful, be sure to like and share this video with those who might benefit from it. Subscribe to Psych2Go and hit the notification bell icon to get notified whenever Psych2Go posts a new video. The references and studies used in this video are added in the description below. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next one.